North Korea, Human Defect: John Bolton Has Mental Deformity. By Francis Martel on May 27, 2019. North Korea's Foreign Affairs Ministry hurled a tirade of personal insults at National Security Advisor John Bolton in remarks published Monday, dismissing his complaints that Pyongyang had violated UN Security Council limits on weapons testing by asserting that those limits were illegal. Bolton has for years been the target of name-calling by the communist regime for consistently criticizing its rogue nature. He has also come under attack from the governments and propaganda outlets of other criminal states in recent months, most prominently Iran and Cuba. Bolton appears to have triggered the latest wave of invective from communist North Korea by stating on television Saturday that a recent ballistic missile test by Pyongyang violated Security Council sanctions. Bolton, U.S. National Security Advisor, has taken the issue over the regular military drill of our army, claiming that it is a violation of the resolutions of the United Nations Security Council, the Korean Central News Agency, KCNA. A regime propaganda outlet, quoted an unnamed foreign ministry spokesperson as saying in a report Monday. His claim is indeed much more than ignorant. It takes little insight to determine that Bolton clearly does have a different mental structure from ordinary people, the statement continued. It is not at all strange that perverse words always come out from the mouth of a structurally defective guy, and such a human defect deserves an earlier vanishing. The remarks also condemn Bolton as an anti-DPRK, North Korea, war maniac and a security-destroying advisor who is wrecking peace and security. The piece does not deny that Bolton was correct in stating that the military drills in question violated Security Council resolutions, but it dismisses them as illegal and outrageous ones that they have neither recognized nor are bound by. North Korean state media regularly uses personal insults against foreign figures it disapproves of, often mocking their appearance or publishing racist and sexist invective. North Korean state media referred to former President Barack Obama as a monkey in 2014 and published a multi-part series that year against conservative South Korean President Park Geun-hye called "We Accuse Park the Bitch," that described the head of state as a witch full of hate, ugly old maid, and old cat groaning in her sick bed. Pyongyang turned its attention towards Bolton following an interview in Tokyo on Saturday in which he noted that North Korea's missile tests were legal. President Donald Trump responded on Twitter to the tests, stating he was not worried and that he enjoyed North Korea state propaganda calling Democrat presidential contender Joe Biden a low IQ individual, and worse. Dictator Kim Jong-un has made clear on several occasions that his recent outbursts are the product of President Trump's walking out on him during their last summit. The two met in Hanoi, Vietnam, in February for one day before Trump simply left. Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that, Trump told reporters upon leaving the summit. At the time, North Korean negotiators present claimed Trump was lying about their intentions and that they had come to the table with a fair proposition. Trump has consistently refused to lift sanctions on North Korea without proof of a complete and irreversible end to its illegal nuclear weapons program. A stunt Kim condemned Trump's decision in a speech to the Communist Workers' Party of Korea, WPK, in April. All the fellow countrymen in North and South and abroad should, staking the destiny and future of the nation, resolutely check and foil the moves of the United States, Kim said, adding, but the United States came to the negotiating table after thinking only about completely unrealizable methods. By that sort of thinking, the United States will not be able to move us one iota nor get what it wants at all, even if it sits with us 100 times, 1,000 times. Meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin later that month, Kim reportedly told Putin that Trump took a unilateral attitude in bad faith. North Korean officials' condemnation of Bolton dates further back than the Hanoi summit failure. Last year, North Korean media referred to Bolton as a racist with no clear ideology. Senior officials called it ridiculous that American leaders would listen to Bolton. We shed light on the quality of Bolton already in the past, and we do not hide our feeling of repugnance towards him, First Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kai-kwon said a year ago. North Korea's allies have similarly targeted Bolton. Last month, a Cuban state news agency referred to Bolton as a neo-Nazi of the purest strain for identifying Cuba's significant role in the collapse of Venezuela. In November, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman called Bolton a chronic sadist with a bellicose nature and spiteful personality. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.